All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If I told you in October that the Winnipeg Jets would be in contention for the number one seed in the Western Conference all the way into the last week of the regular season, would you have believed me?
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking, presented by Betway. If you're going to place a bet, bet on Betway. 19 plus, please play responsibly.
Today, we're teeing up an impending Winnipeg whiteout with Jets defenseman Josh Morrissey taking a look at their first-round collision course with the Colorado Avalanche.
All signs point to the Avs and Jets going head-to-head in round one.
Jets, by the way, 2-0 against the Avs this year. And we all know what that means come playoff time. Absolutely nothing.
It's easy to forget now with all of their success, but the Jets entered this season with a myriad of questions. They said goodbye to longtime captain Blake Wheeler, buying out the final year of his five-year deal. There seemed to be some lingering buzz about apparent friction with coach Rick Bowness after he made critical and pointed comments to close out last season.
So disappointed and disgusted right now. Their better players are so much better than ours. It's not even close.
And the fabric and identity of the Jets' core was in question with both Mark Scheifele and Connor Hellebuyck entering the final years of their deals.
It's been relatively quiet around Connor Hellebuyck and Mark Scheifele.
And then everything changed on the eve of the regular season.
What they've committed to our organization, what our organization committed to them, and both of these players want to win with the teammates that they have here.
Suddenly, the future of the Jets was locked and loaded with plenty of jet fuel. Twin $59.5 million deals for the Vezina winner and the Jets franchise center changed everything in an instant. Questions evaporated, and the Jets looked totally different. Also equipped with an entire new line courtesy of the Los Angeles Kings and the Pierre-Luc Dubois trade.
Pierre-Luc Dubois for Alex Iafallo, Rasmus Kupari, Gabriel Vilardi, and a second-round draft pick.
That's not to say everything's been easy for the Jets. They missed Rick Bowness for a chunk of the season as he dealt with personal and health issues. Their power play was powerless at times. And Winnipeg struggled to score, particularly with its first line, despite all that depth. But the Jets allowed the fewest goals of any team in the league this season on the back of Hellebuyck, who's on his way to another Vezina and perhaps the title as best goaltender of his generation.
Connor Hellebuyck, he's great at home, on the road, on Mars, on the sun.
With Josh Morrissey, we talked about Winnipeg's commitment to defend, the confidence Hellebuyck exudes, the impact of trade deadline acquisitions Tyler Toffoli and Sean Monahan, the outlook for the Jets in the playoffs, and yes, how they match up with Colorado. Here's my conversation with Winnipeg Jets defenseman Josh Morrissey. Josh Morrissey, give me one word to describe the vibe surrounding the Winnipeg Jets at the start of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, obviously, it's the best time of year, and you know, you work hard from the moment, I guess, you're eliminated the year before or whatever ends up happening the year before through the offseason, training camp, and obviously a grueling 82-game season to be ready for the playoffs. And, you know, for us, we had a good season, good regular season to put ourselves in a spot to be in the playoffs. And we feel that our improvements we've made this year compared to last and our team game and the depth that we have this year, you know, gives us a chance to, you know, be competitive in the playoffs. Obviously, it's the toughest trophy to win, but all you need is a chance. All you want is a chance and to feel like you have a team that can do it. And, you know, we feel really confident in our group.
Yeah, so we're going to chat about a few of those topics that you mentioned and the team game. It's been a really interesting season in general. You guys, I guess, kind of maybe fair to describe it as hit a little bit of a rough patch in March and have sort of since righted the ship to enter on a high note. What do you think has been the difference as you guys found your game again?
Every team goes through adversity during a season and periods of time where maybe they don't love their game. And for us, we had such a long stretch in the first half of the year and the 30-some games with really good defensive hockey and not allowing a lot of goals. And I just think that we got into a part of the schedule where, you know, we were really busy. We were playing a ton of games in a short period of time and without any real practice time or anything like that. And, you know, I think the difference between that period and now is we've kind of got back to our structure. I think the excitement of we have to get our game right now before, you know, getting into the playoffs and into game one. So I think all those things are just kind of part of it. But what I liked about our group was even when we were going through a period of time, we weren't playing our best. I don't think we lost any confidence. I think we kind of knew what we needed to get back to. Our coaches gave us a good message. And even through that period, we still found ways to win some games and, you know, not totally go into a massive, massive slide. So I think that those are some characteristics of a good team, just being resilient. And even when maybe you don't have your best stuff, you know, not staying in that funk too long and getting out of it like we have.
And at the same time in March, I guess, like a lot of other teams, you're also assimilating some new players in from the trade deadline. What have those trade deadline acquisitions meant to your team?
First, getting Sean Monahan just after the All-Star bye week break there. That's been a huge addition. You know, I think what he's brought to our team in the faceoff circle on our power play, a veteran guy that has had an amazing career and, you know, has gone through some injuries over the last number of years. And for him to finally be healthy and, you know, playing without pain, I guess, he's just been fantastic and really just given us so much more depth up the middle and fit right into the room. Tremendous guy and a lot of fun to play with. And then at the deadline, getting Toffoli and Colin Miller. You know, those guys have been great additions as well. They seamlessly fit into the locker room, both veteran guys. And I mean, all three of those guys are veteran guys with a lot of games. So they bring a lot of experience into our room. And obviously Toff winning a cup in LA, I think, brings that playoff experience and understanding, I guess, of what it takes to win. So all of them have been great additions. And it doesn't always work. I think this time around, it's been fantastic. And especially just the type of people they are and their personalities, it's just been pretty seamless transition bringing them in to our team.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about and buzz about Toffoli and Monahan, but not really as much talk about Colin Miller. And when you have a new guy that comes in, if you were to explain your team's structure, and I don't necessarily mean X's and O's, but your sort of mindset of how you defend, how would you explain it to him for a new guy that walks in the door?
Yeah, I mean, without giving away all our secrets, not that there's anything crazy, but I mean, just trying to teach about our system, you know, basically the coach's job is come in and when he comes in to show him the X's and O's and what we do. And I mean, most teams do similar things in the D zone, neutral zone, et cetera. There's, you know, really not that much variance around the league. You know, some teams are man on man, some teams play more the center release or the zone or whatever you want to call it in D zone. So, and then the different neutral zone stuff. So, I mean, he's been around a long time and been on a number of different teams with different systems. So I think I'm not sure exactly what the differences for him would have been from Jersey this year. But like I said, for him as that veteran guy with lots of experience, it's easy to do. And as a group, we just try to answer any questions he has. But yeah, Millsy's been great when he's been in. And we've got a pretty veteran back end. So us as a group try to do the best shot we can in front of Helly and you know, get the puck to our forwards as much as possible.
Yeah, you mentioned off the hop the idea that you guys want to try and fine-tune your game as much as you can to be able to compete in the playoffs. And we all know that the game is a little bit different when it comes to the playoffs. How much of that focus or focal point on defending as a team do you think is critical to that success in the postseason?
In my experience, obviously, playoff hockey, it becomes that much tighter. The margin of errors is smaller, and you know, little mistakes and little effort on both ends of the ice, I think, make the difference. And everyone's competing. It's intense. You know, there's big moments. And I think when you rely on your structure, that's really a key to winning in the playoffs. Everyone always says defense wins championships, and haven't won a Stanley Cup, but when we have had some playoff success, you know, certainly everyone's got to be on the same page. And I think the teams that do win and have won over the last few years, you know, Vegas last year especially, we saw it in the first round. They're a great defensive team, defended hard, and, you know, I think didn't give up a lot of free offense. So that's really been a hallmark of our team this whole season, and something we've been proud of is being one of the teams that allows the least goals in the league. And certainly with our goaltenders, you know, makes our job a lot easier every night to be in that category. But, you know, our commitment to one, I think our five-man game, but also our depth and systems that the staff's put in place and the buy-in from the players has allowed us to be a good defensive team. And so, you know, that's what we're going to have to hang our hat on, I guess, going into the playoffs as well, and continue to be sharp with our defensive game.
Your goaltenders, as you mentioned, get a lot of that focus and accolades for this season and the goals against that you guys have allowed. What's it like stepping onto the ice every day knowing that you've got Connor Hellebuck behind you to cover up any mistakes that might happen?
Yeah, it's a treat for sure. And I was talking a few days ago with one of the guys about that, actually. Like, I guess Helly just played his 500th game, and we kind of came into the league at a pretty similar time. So I've been fortunate to play, you know, for sure 450 probably plus games with him behind me. So
it's almost all you've ever known.
Exactly. So it's been pretty fortunate to have a goalie like that. And he's such a calming presence. You know, his style, he's very calm in the net. He's a very confident guy. And as a group, we feel that in front of him. So I'm definitely very glad that I've had the opportunity to play in front of him so many games in my career. And as well, LB, Lauren Bressois this year has been fantastic. You know, when he's been in there, I don't think he's probably got as much praise for his play as he deserves. He's been unbelievable, honestly, in the games he's played. So both our goalies, they make up for a lot of mistakes that you can make in front of them. And so as a D-man, they definitely can be your best friend on a lot of nights, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm, no doubt. Having spent so much time around Hellebuck, has he changed at all? It seems like he's more comfortable. Not that he ever wasn't, but even just noticing little stuff off the ice, interactions. I've saw the Sarah Orleski feature at his house. He just seems like he's a little bit more confident. Not that he ever lacked for that, but in himself and where he's at.
You know, he's a pretty private guy, so I don't think he's, you know, let people into his circle a lot, and he doesn't do that very easily. But from the first time I met him, really, I would have been 18 or 19, and he just signed out of college, and we went up to St. John's, Newfoundland, where the Ice Caps were the Jets farm team for a bit of a playoff run. And, you know, I met him there, and just talking to him, you could tell he had a kind of exuded confidence, and he had a lot of confidence in his ability and didn't rub you the wrong way at first. You just kind of went, wow, he's a confident dude. You know how he had a ton of accolades in college hockey, and, you know, he believed right away he was ready to do that at the pro level, and he did. And I think my rookie year in the NHL, he had gotten pulled one game, and the media asked him about his game. And I think he said, you know, I have the ability to win a Vezina trophy, you know, within the next couple of years. And I remember kind of thinking, like, man, that's a bold statement. You know, he probably didn't have 40 starts in his career yet at that point.
I think I was there that night. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Blake Wheeler was kind of like, he did a double take as he heard it walking by. And it was like, what was that? That almost everyone was kind of like taken aback in the second. But now it's funny, you watch him play and he's, you know, multiple Vezinas, and you're like, okay, this guy knew it right from jump street.
Totally. And I think that's, like I said, at every junction that I've kind of played with him as we've gone up through sort of the system, he had that confidence level, he had that belief, and he's had a plan of how he was going to achieve sort of the next level and the next level, and he's always done it. And so when I look at him as one of the great goalies in our league and in this generation of the NHL, I guess the greatness of him as an athlete, I think, is his confidence, is his belief in what he's doing, his plan. And again, when you have a goalie like that back there and he has that level of confidence in his game, I mean, it's certainly, you feel that as a player in front of him. And so it's been a pleasure to have the chance to have him as our goalie.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What about you? I mean, you're almost 600 games into your career, and you're right. I think the confidence is such a huge part of any athlete's success at this level. Even the best players in the world sometimes, you know, deal with some confidence issues. How different is your game now and your headspace when you get to this point in time, 600 games into a career?
Yeah, I think for me, it's been a gradual progression in my career. You know, I don't think by nature I necessarily come into the league or walk into, you know, a new team or whatever and necessarily have that same confidence that Bucky has. I think I have a bit of a different personality. Sorry, my puppy here hates.
Oh, all good.
And so I think it really has been a gradual growth for me in my career. You know, when I first came in, I was playing with some great defensemen. We had a really deep back end, and the opportunity for me was more to, you know, have 5-on-5 minutes and, you know, some penalty kill, and sort of evolved into some shutdown paired with Jacob Trouba. Sort of as things evolved with our team and our back end throughout my career, some more of that opportunity to play in all situations sort of arose. And I think as that happened and as I got more comfortable in the league, you know, my confidence grew. And certainly when our staff came in, the new staff last year, I think it was kind of the right time in my career for me to take a jump forward. And, you know, I was ready for it at that stage, at that age in my career, and with the work, you know, that I guess I always tried to put it in the off season so I could be ready when maybe that opportunity would come. And been a lot of fun sort of the last couple of years, I guess, growing as a player on both sides of the puck and taking on more responsibility. And like I said, I've been fortunate to be put in great situations and play with great players and just try to make the most of that.
It's probably easy, Josh, to take for granted now as you guys close in on 110 points. This season, I guess, looking from the outside in, maybe had the ability to go a little bit sideways. Like, there's all this talk heading into the summer, what's going to happen with Mark Scheifele and Connor Hellebuck? We saw, you know, some roster changes, a big trade last summer. And then obviously there was a chunk of this season where Rick Bowness had to step away for some different reasons. What do you think has been the common thread? What's the reason behind the resilience that this team has shown?
You know, myself, like everyone, was curious to see what happened with Mark and Connor last summer and heading into the season and how that would play out. And I think I was probably as happy as anyone to see those guys get signed and have the opportunity to keep building what we've been trying to build together for the last number of years. And as someone that signed for another 4 seasons, certainly I'm pumped to have both those guys around. But I think, just as you mentioned, with Bones being away and, you know, with some of the other adversity we face, I think just the resilience. I think our leadership's great. You know, Adam done an amazing job at captain this year, and the players we brought in, the deadline, even going back to last year, Vladdy and Namestnikov and, you know, Niederreiter, and in the trade with LA this summer, you know, bringing in 3 quality players that, you know, have experience in the league. The depth of our team has really been huge. So when we've had injuries to Kyle Connor or Gabe Vilardi or, you know, Mark Scheifele being out, Bones has been gone, or, you know, any of the other things that have happened. We've had other guys that are ready and able to step up. So I'd just say whether it's the depth, I guess, at our staff when Arnie has been at the helm, or, you know, the depth of our lineup and players, we've been fortunate to have guys that have been ready to step up at the right times and make that difference for us.
So in the first round of the playoffs, you're going to be going up against a team that also has a lot of depth in Colorado. For whatever reason, you guys have fared well against them this year. Is there anything behind certain teams matching up against certain others? How does that work?
Honestly, I don't put a lot of stock into, you know, the record in the regular season versus the playoffs. I think it's a totally different animal. And realistically, whether you finish first or eighth, obviously, there's some seeding things, home ice advantage, et cetera. But, you know, once the playoffs start, you know, no one cares what you did in the regular season. So we played them twice earlier in the year. And obviously now they've got a much different team. You know, we've got a much different team. They've got some of the best players in the world. So it's going to be a great series. I think the other night we played really well. Probably they wouldn't feel it was their best game. And at the end of the day, I don't expect the series to look at all like the other night. So I think the best thing to do is turn the page from the regular season and becomes first to four wins. And what happened prior to that doesn't matter.
Given some of the awesome experiences that you guys have had in Winnipeg as a group in the playoffs with the Winnipeg Whiteout, describe for me the feeling of what it's like stepping onto the ice with whatever it is, the Top Gun theme song playing and just an entire building erupting.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I think I kind of took it for granted because, you know, my second year in the league, we had a good playoff run and made it to the conference final. And since then, we really haven't been able to have any long runs. And so just the way that the city came alive in that experience, and people of Winnipeg are very passionate hockey fans. The Jets really matter to the people, I think, to the DNA, fabric of the community here. And so when you step out onto that ice, you know, it's electric. Depending on what happens with Arizona, it's probably the smallest rink in the league, but it's loud and the people are right on top of you and you really feel that support. So hopefully we can have a good playoffs, a long run, and, you know, be able to give the people here what they so badly want is a long playoffs run and the chance to have a Stanley Cup winning team in Winnipeg. So it's definitely an electric environment in the city when playoffs start.
Josh, I'll leave you with this. You mentioned a number of facets as to why your team has had success this year. Depth, resilience, goaltending, focus on defense and commitment. So I want you to finish this sentence for me. The Winnipeg Jets will go on a memorable run in this year's playoffs if...
Yeah, I think if we stick to our structure, our game plan, I think if we do those things and, you know, win the special teams battle and all the little things that come in the playoffs. But if we, you know, stick to our structure, believe, I guess my puppy didn't love the answer, but that's what I think. Just stick to our game plan, stick to our structure, what we do well and have done well to be in this point, be even keeled throughout this playoffs. I think that gives us a chance to be at our best and see what happens. You know, you hear guys that have won cups at various points in their career. You never know what year might be that opportunity for you. And so someone that's, you know, 600 games-ish into my career now, for me, I'm thinking, hey, maybe that could be this year and let's not waste that opportunity and, you know, see what happens. So I believe in our group. I believe in our team and, you know, our staff and our goaltending and everything that we have. So feel we have as good a shot as I've ever had since I've been in the league to try and do some damage. And, you know, now it's just about doing everything you can to try to make that happen.
Why not? Josh, it's been fun watching it all come together this season for you guys in Winnipeg. Really appreciate your time and looking forward to watching you guys in the playoffs. Best of luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Frank. I appreciate it. Great chatting.
Thanks to Josh and his two dogs at home who were cooperative enough during our chat. They didn't make too much noise. And special thanks, as usual, to Winnipeg Jets ace PR chief Scott Brown for helping coordinate our chat. Can't tell you how much I love Josh's outlook and energy when it comes to thinking about the playoffs. He said, you never know when you're going to have that chance to break through and win, when it's going to be that year, and that he thinks this Jets team has as good a chance as any that he's played on yet in the NHL. That's a pretty powerful mindset on the prairies. Lots of people have counted out the Jets in various swoons this season, saying they don't have a chance to get through Colorado, let alone potentially Dallas in round two. It's not going to be easy, but continue to count out the Winnipeg Jets at your own peril. That'll do it for this edition of Frankly Speaking. Enjoy puck drop of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and we'll leave you this week with the Cactus Blossoms and Happy Man.
I'm a happy man on a gloomy day.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh Nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.